There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Our next guest was moved twice and still agreed to come on. So for that, we are beyond thankful. Buffalo Common Council member Mitch Nowakowski. Mitch, welcome back to Hardline.
Hey, Beamer. Thanks for having me.
Big day for Democrats all around on Tuesday, but the city of Buffalo is obviously where the focus is. Bringing in Mayor, will be Mayor Sean Ryan on January 1st. You know, Mitch, before we get into specifics, just overall, what are you expecting these first few months of a Sean Ryan administration?
So there's a lot at hand. So once Sean Ryan gets sworn in January 1st, to be the mayor of Buffalo, the sins of previous administrations will diminish and the buck will stop with him. And I believe he's prepared to take on the challenges that we have. And, you know, during today and in this time on the show, we'll talk about it. And it'll almost seem like the issues are so daunting. But I choose to live my life on the sunny side of the street. And I think so should Buffalonians, because I uniquely think that this is a time where City Hall will change. And not only will we have a new mayor, we're going to have a makeup of what City Hall ultimately looks like. Think about all the commissioners from police, fire, department heads of planning and emergency response. All those individuals will most likely change and will be bringing in new people with new experience who will be running their departments and ultimately running our municipal government.
Mitch, you know, as you said, it's daunting. And the number one thing I think has come up every time we've talked about this race, including the primary, the general, is the deficit and the money issues that Buffalo faces. Listening to Sean Ryan, I know you guys obviously talk, and I know you know what his plan is. How is his plan different? And what does that mean for the people of Buffalo when it comes to the financial stability of the city of Buffalo?
So I, when I have breakfast with him, you know, like to talk about, you know, talk to him as the person that's in City Hall. And you know, you'll see a transition from a campaign plan to then what you're, you know, what you have to deal with when you're in the office, which will pose its unique challenges. So the fact is that Sean Ryan will have to present a budget to the Common Council within 4 months. So it's going to be the first thing right after he puts his hand off the Bible. He's going to have to get a finance commissioner in there and then be able to present us a balanced budget, as he promised, and then ultimately goes to the Common Council for consideration, where we can amend the budget. We can't, if we were to just reject a budget vote, that means that the mayor stands as is. The council's power and prerogative is through the amending process. And then that's going to be Sean Ryan's first position where he's going to be the executive and have to negotiate with sometimes a fiery common counsel. And so I look forward to that. But let's face it, we have a looming deficit that's been growing. And I've been shouting from the rooftop since I was first elected that happened because our expenses don't match our revenues. They never did. And instead of raising taxes for almost 16 to 17 years, the city were using other people's money or the city savings account to make those gaps. And then ultimately, I don't want to forget that I don't see a budget where he presents where we stay below the 2% tax cap. So he's going to have to present communication to the council within 3 months of his term for the council to consider going over the tax cap as he prepares for a budget. And, we are going to be in snow season. And so I think that Sean Ryan should say a prayer that we don't get hit with a terrible storm where we're going to have to rely on private contractors that ultimately, increase our expenses in cleaning up snow and snow removal. So when it comes to our municipal budget, he's also going to have all existing contracts up, all labor contracts, police, fire, white collar, blue collar. And with those contracts, when you negotiate them, sometimes they're a year or 3 years. And when we're in such fiscal uncertainty and his first budget is probably the toughest I personally think that a mayor in recent memory is going to have to deal with, he's going to have to think, can I settle this right now if I can't anticipate our revenue in the future? Because those are going to be health care costs. Those are going to be raises. Those are going to come at an expense to the city where he's ultimately trying to balance a balanced budget for the city of Buffalo.
I'm going to veer off my questioning real quick because you mentioned winter. Last time we talked, it was after Councilmember Golombek said it was just as if there was no snow plan going into the winter. Where does that stand?
Right now, per the charter, the current administration clocked in the snow plan where right now we're stuck in a I'm going to call it purgatory in City Hall, where we have people that are don't know where they stand, where they're going to be, who's going to be employed, who's not going to be employed. So I think right now our snow plan, at least to me, feels a little bit in purgatory, but we can't brace for impact. We have to stick with the plan that we have now. And then ultimately when Sean comes in January 1st, he's going to have to, and his DPW commissioner are going to have to come up with a revised plan that they think will better tackle the city's issues when it comes to snow removal.
Now, back to talking about bringing money in, the city hotel bed tax, has there been some movement with that over the last few weeks?
So that's a good question, because in December, in the quarter, since the legislation became enacted July 1st, when Albany had passed it in their session. So we'll start, we have been collecting that money. Those numbers will post in December. So we'll know what is coming into city coffers in December, the last I heard from our finance commissioner. So we'll know how much that comes in. And that was, as much as I'm not a fan of the parking ramps and I get into a little bit of a tangent, I travel the world and the country, and every local municipality has an occupancy tax that goes to address the services, the emergency services that visitors ultimately use when they're visiting a municipality. Think about it. I know my friend Mark Poloncarz, we've had a discussion about it where the county was collecting that tax. But think about it. When you stay in the city of Buffalo and in our hotel rooms, that's our police, fire, our infrastructure, our lightings. Those are our inspectors. Those come at the expense of the city that we have to shoulder. So ultimately, we hope that an occupancy tax, once collected, will help shoulder those costs of those services, especially when it comes to special events and large scale events where we know overtime comes in with our emergency services. But in December, Joe, is when we'll start seeing those numbers posted, and numbers tell a story. So we'll see, did that hurt people coming in to stay in our hotels, or are people going to pay just what they're going to pay because they need to stay somewhere?
During the election, James Gardner talked about safety a lot in his campaign, and tough for a Republican to run in the city of Buffalo. I think he ran a heck of a campaign. He was out there every day. Do you think he pointed some things out that the new mayor could actually use?
Yeah, because look, the quality of life issues are complex. Urban areas and urban cities have different and more complex issues than their suburban counterparts. And so for my constituents, You know, they want to talk about how we get our homeless off our streets and into services and into shelters. We see open drug use. We see extreme mental health concerns. We see pervasive crimes, you know, that are, you know, some people say that they're annoying crimes, but, you know, when you're, you know, your car's getting, you know, rifled through in and someone, you know, dings your car or packages stolen off your porch, you know, these are all quality of life issues that, that city residents want addressed because we want to live in the city and we shouldn't have to put up with these issues just because we live in a city with different dynamics. So I think that, yeah, he's definitely going to, you know, have to bring in a police commissioner that's going to, you know, shake it up. And then how do you deal with quality of life issues, but then also serious crime? You know, in my district, you know, 2 weeks ago on Chippewa, we saw a shooting that was not connected to any of the patrons or establishments of Chippewa, but two 19-year-olds. You know, we saw a homicide where one 19-year-old discharged a weapon to a 19-year-old.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Another 19-year-old leaving homicide. So these are really complex social problems that are all somewhat intertwined with each other that we need a balance, but we need a different approach to.
Now, looking at some current issues that are, you know, have been facing this administration and will most likely be passed to the next administration, and something you and I have talked about now, I believe 3 straight interviews, will be the old Adams Mark Hotel. Where do we stand with that? And is that plan going to continue in a Sean Ryan Buffalo?
It will. So Sean Ryan, when we are having breakfast at Mythos, we talk a lot about our built environment. And when we drive around the city and we see buildings falling down or we see vacancy and abandonment, the first thing we do is not blame the city. We want to go after the owner. These people, somebody owns these properties and they're leaving them blighted and derelict on the behalf of everybody else and allowing them to fall down and their neighbors who are working hard to putting money into their houses and taking out, you know, money on Home Depot and fixing their porch every summer and taking care of their properties. So when it comes to the Adams Mark, Acting Mayor Chris Scanlon, who I do have to give credit where credit's due, really put his shoulder into it when I wanted to advance abandonment proceedings, whereas you see on 2 St. Louis Place when it came to abandonment proceedings, I won a favorable opinion from Supreme Court Justice that sided in with me. So Sean Ryan, we've discussed, we saw the success in abandonment proceedings and going after slumlords. We see that Harry Stinson, who owns the Adams Mark Hotel, owns it with no mortgage, tells us that he can have it operable in 2 months where I see nothing but vagrancy, abandonment, and graffiti. And that, you know, talking in circles isn't going to fly for a Mayor Sean Ryan. It never flew with me. So I do believe that the new mayor will be having an aggressive approach with not only the Adams Mark, but these longstanding buildings that are a blight and not contributing to Buffalo. Let's think about not only the Adams Mark, but let's think about the A's. That's a large parcel in downtown Buffalo that's remained vacant and stuck in Supreme Court in front of Justice Licata, where we're deciding who the owner is. Sometimes, you know, you have to have this. You got to swing with a big hammer sometimes. And when it comes to vacancy, blight, and abandonment and taking over our structures and making sure that they're contributing, I believe is going to be in the forefront of a Mayor Sean Ryan.
Well, you know my thoughts on the Main Place Mall, also a big vacant building.
Yeah, huge. And that's another parcel not contributing. They thought about it in the 80s. They thought it was the best thing ever, but it's been more of a blight than it was a contributing factor. And these are, you know, the Main Place Mall, Joe, those are huge parcels. I mean, they take up a lot of space in our urban core. And I don't want to forget because, you know, our urban core is very important. 33% of those parcels in our urban core downtown pay city taxes that provide services to the entire city. And so what I'm looking forward to in a new administration is that we can, you know, walk and chew gum at the same time. We can take care of our neighborhoods. And we can also take care of our downtown, and we don't pit each other against each other and say, well, you got that over here, so you didn't get that over there. That parochial mindset has got to go. And I believe that a new administration with a strong common council, you know, we can do that.
I remember I ripped a pair of shorts when I was downtown when I was in high school and went to Foot Locker in the Main Place Mall to get a new pair of shorts because I was heading to Thursday in the Square. When I talked to Sean Ryan on Tuesday, he said one of his many ideas is to reestablish Thursday in the Square. Mitch, you are currently in Buffalo government. How realistic is that?
Joe, take us back to those days. Those are good days. And I do think it's realistic. And you know, the mayor, we have a very mayorally heavy government. And we, even if you're not a government official or appointee or a worker, you know, people listen and follow the leader. And that'll be Sean Ryan. And I believe that, you know, if he really puts his effort into it, he can establish that and bring back that density to our urban core like Thursday in the Square did. And oftentimes, Joe, you know, we get stuck in this bureaucratic mindset where we just say, no, well, we can't do that because people don't want to take the time to figure out something different or do something a different way. And I know that Sean has that mindset that isn't just going to be told no just because we haven't done it before or, you know, new things are scary. But, you know, let's use our critical thinking skills and see how we can get and accomplish what we want in our dreams for the city.
Speaking of Sean Ryan, he is going to no longer be in state Senate when he becomes mayor. Jeremy Zellner, current chair, has expressed interest in that seat. So has Assemblyman John Rivera. You know, Zellner's taken some criticism for so quickly announcing after he, you know, had put the party's support behind Sean Ryan in the primaries. Your thoughts on the announcement and your thoughts on the what would be a race between Rivera and Zellner?
So my initial reaction to it is that we had three city conventions where Democrats came together, we fought, we kissed, we made up, and we really worked out who we wanted to be our party's nominee. And as a vice chair of the party, I expect that the next Senate race is going to have, you know, that amount of attention and to committee members and those that vote and represent and those areas and towns and villages every single day as Democratic committee members. So I'm expecting the same scrutiny in the same process that we had for mayor that we'll have for that Senate district. Ultimately, everyone has their own calculus of when they announce to run, and that's up to their campaigns and the way that they want to operate them and believe that they need to move. But it'll be a hearty contest. Ultimately, we need strong leaders and strong Albany officials to bring back resources to the city of Buffalo. And that's where, you know, to make the connection and why we have to have our senators and our assembly members to have great connections to the city of Buffalo is Sean Ryan pointed out, we get all these grants and aids from either the federal government, the county government, the state government. And then when we're giving it to the city of Buffalo, it's as worth as much as the paper or the plastic check that we do the announcement on. We need to have a government, a city government that knows how to leverage resources from their state officials and then implement them through City Hall and get them spent. And, you know, that's where the battle of the bonds are happening, where I'm in a fight with the city comptroller to take out bans, which are bond anticipation notes to get projects done. But those bans are to coincide with all the grants that we get from state and federal and local governments to get projects done. This isn't complex. And so I'm going to need that senator from that district is going to have to be strong and deliver for Buffalo and work really closely with the new administration.
If Zellner does move to Senate, is his job something you're interested in?
As party chair?
Yes.
That is a hard job. You make nobody happy and you interfight. No, that's not a job that I'm interested in just yet. Maybe when I'm more a senior official and I have thicker skin and, you know, not in a role of an elected official, I could one day be interested in.
What about, our first guest today was Mark Poloncarz, and he says he's not running again. Is that a position that you are interested in down the road?
Down the road, yeah. I would definitely keep all my options open. I do one day, want to be an executive where, I'm in a chamber of 1-9 and I really appreciate it. But I'm a voice of 1-9 and I think that I would have the skills to be a strong executive. And, I'm a kid that grew up in Orchard Park that went to college at ECC, then Buff State, and then, made my life here in the city of Buffalo as an adult and ran in one and represent, I think, the greatest district of one of all nine in the city of Buffalo. And, life's about timing, and we'll see where the future takes me. I'm 34, so I'm not trying to get too ahead of my skis.
Well, Mitch Nowakowski, it took, I had Sean Ryan on Tuesday. He hadn't been on the show since March. I had Poloncarz on today for the first time in 2 years. I thank you for always being available, especially today. We moved you twice, and you were still available, Mitch. Thank you so much, and look forward to talking again soon.
Thanks, Beamer.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.